This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me, Dashran Johan. So on our show today, I'm sorry, it's not yet Friday, but I feel like the week's been feeling quite long.
I can't wait for the weekend.
I know. So a leaked video featuring Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports, one Ahmad Faisal, allegedly shows him promising Bersatu party members surat sokongan in exchange for votes. So we discuss what exactly a surat sokongan is and if it's ethically and legally wrong to issue these letters.
Yep. And if you'd like to join our conversation, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes. So amid the ongoing battle against corruption and kleptocracy, a viral video featuring Parti Bersatu's one Ahmad Faisal has landed the young politician in hot soup. The video, which was leaked on social media, allegedly shows one Ahmad Faisal, who's currently the Deputy Youth and Sports Minister, promising to leverage on his position in the government and party to issue support letters in exchange for votes. How can I help? I can issue support letters as a deputy minister, as the youth chief, and I can make a copy to Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin to strengthen the support letters. That is how to use one's position. Positions are given to help make things easier for you. It is not for me alone, but to help you, help me too. Firstly, vote for me. So that's a quote from the video that was leaked.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what these votes he's referring to are for, well, the Bersatu party polls will be held next month, in which one Ahmad Faisal will face off against Bersatu Youth Exco Muhammad Muzamil Ismail. And the position became vacant after Bersatu Youth Chief Syed Sadiq was expelled from the party for siding with former Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad when Bersatu left Pakatan Harapan to form the government with UMNO and PAS. So the viral video also sees Wan Ahmad Faisal say, as a deputy minister and God willing, as the national youth chief, I can make things easier. He said to what appeared to be Bersatu Youth grassroots members in the video.
Yes, and Wan Faisal has received massive backlash because of this by the public, as well as from opposition politicians as well. So in a Facebook post, Seremban MP Anthony Lok recalled how Harapan MPs were specifically advised against issuing such endorsement letters. Johor DAP publicity secretary Sheikh Umar Bagarib Ali said that Wan Ahmad Faisal is someone who has lost his dignity. And DAP's Batukawan MP Kasturi Rani Pato said that she would never do what Wan Faisal promised his supporters. I had never issued a support letter throughout my political career since becoming an MP in 2013 until today. Support letters are a BN culture which we are against as it leads to abuse of power, she said.
Mm. And, you know, from the way people have been reacting to the video, we can piece together that Wan Faisal was playing dirty politics, right? But what exactly is very wrong about giving out quote-unquote surat sokongan or these endorsement letters? So to help us break that down, we have on the line James Chai, head of commercial and research at Invoke Solutions and a political commentator. So hello, James. Good to have you this afternoon. First of all, can you help us clarify what exactly is surat sokongan or endorsement letter?
So, based on what I know, a surat sokongan is normally issued by a person of authority for them to endorse or not endorse something. So, typically, this is for formality purposes where, you know, let's say in a scholarship scheme, you require some sort of endorsement from your secondary school. Normally, it is relatively for formality purposes only. But obviously, when it comes to surat sokongan, that is most controversial. In this context, it means to endorse for a certain project of a significant sum to be given to particular favored individuals. So that is what surat sokongan means in the context of, let's say, a minister issuing to endorse a certain company to get a certain project.
But recommendation letters are given out all the time, right? I mean, just to give an example, lecturers write them for fresh grads who are applying for jobs. So what was wrong about the suggestions Wan Faisal made in the video?
Yeah, so it is true that these letters are issued so typically in society for different purposes that it couldn't be legally wrong. In other words, if you try to legislate against that, it would seem that any form of letter writing of that nature to support something seems wrong. But it is not. So the only problem with Wan Faisal's suggestion was that he made it explicit that he was going to use his position, which is the position of a deputy minister, to help party individuals in the form of projects or any kind of support that he could give that may tamper with the typical process of, let's say, the tendering process. So the problem with that is that not only is it a form of abuse of power, to be honest, it is actually the peak abuse of power, because you are trying to affect the process of tender and bidding. Because upon a letter of support, or let's say a surat sokongan by a minister or a deputy minister, it is more likely then the project would be awarded to a particular company. And that particular company normally is someone who is very close to the minister or deputy minister. So it is ethically very problematic in that respect. To be honest, most of the time, surat sokongan has been carried out by many administrations in the past before. And to be honest, it's one of those things that is kept in the dark, because people know that if you want to get a government project and if you want to follow the open tender process, there's no guarantee that your company would get it unless, let's say, you're the most qualified, as well as, let's say, your bidding price is the lowest. Normally, if you want to play exceptions, which means that you are not the most qualified, as well as you're not the lowest cost, but you still want to get it, you normally have to be very close to the people who have power. The problem with what Wan Faisal did was that he said that he was going to do this, which is to allow party members, let's say, who want this kind of project, to get it if, let's say, they vote him in as the youth chief of the party, which is Bersatu. So there is enticement of votes, but there is also a potential of enrichment in terms of how much money and influence that they would get that affects the normal rules of the game. So other companies who are more qualified to get a certain project would not now get it. And it is more likely that if this is used for certain sums of money from the project are used for political purposes, then it would be also more problematic, because we incur additional costs for the gains of private individuals. So what we don't want at the end of the day is public resources being used for private purposes. That has been one of the most problematic aspects of what Wan Faisal has said.
But you briefly mentioned just now that what Wan Faisal said in the video isn't technically illegal. So is there no action that can be taken against him based on what he said in the video?
So normally the tricky part in Malaysian society is that you can only set as many laws as you want, but there are certain things that must be regulated by the integrity of the actors. What SPRM could potentially do is that they could see maybe, let's say, Wan Faisal's assets, or whether he has been enriched in any way. In other words, if, let's say, in the future or in the past, that he has helped someone to get a project that's very close to him, that he also indirectly benefits monetarily one way or another. But most of the time, the challenge and the biggest challenge is this, that if under those circumstances that Wan Faisal is not directly a beneficiary from a lot of these projects, instead it is someone else, which is his supporters or one way or another, who has got it, it is very hard for you to investigate, because there is no real link between Wan Faisal and the person who was enriched by the project, because he didn't gain anything but their support, for example, or by their votes. The other thing that he could be investigated for is anything relating to vote buying. But even then, it is hard to do it, because he didn't actually pay these people to vote for him. Instead, he just made a promise or like a favor in return using his position. So to be honest, a lot of what is difficult about this situation is that a lot of the DNAs of politicians out there are not in compliance with the spirit of the law. Although the law didn't explicitly say that you can't do these things, most people understand, at least most Westminster politicians understand, that that is a form of favoring certain parties over the other and abusing of power, which are definitely very important pillars in society for us to protect. But it seems now, not only is it crumbling, but it is crumbling in front of your eyes because these people are telling you what they're going to do. In other words, they're telling you, I'm going to use my position to help my party member. Or like the previous Bersatu Yushis contender as well, says that even wrote an open a private letter that was leaked in public to apply for a GLC position, which is once again something that is preparing the early steps for abuse of power. And that is really what's really problematic in society now, which is things are crumbling in front of your eyes and they are telling you about it.
Mm. So what is the significance of the leaked video? Will it impact Wan Faisal's political career?
I cannot see whether Wan Faisal's, let's say, political career in the party as well as in the government would be affected. The main thing that I can tell as a form of insight from this incident is that there is definitely a normalization of corruption culture now. As in, a lot of the steps that are taken by even young politicians are quite concerning because if they don't do this called upper aku dapat culture, if they don't practice it, it is likely that they wouldn't survive. Because in Bersatu at least now, it is built on those structures whereby people no longer just compete based on persuasion or ideas anymore. People compete based on how much I can give you in return for supporting me. And a lot of it is in the form of favors, position, and money. So that is really where we are steering into. And what this incident of this leaked video can tell us, which is, to be honest, it is not that surprising that it is going on, let's say, in Bersatu. But what is surprising is that young politicians who you would expect to still be filled with a lot of idealism have found that actually the shortcut to get to, you know, a position of enriching themselves with more and more power and money is actually through what we have traditionally considered routes of abuse of power. So I think Wan Faisal, to be honest, a person of intellect before he entered politics would acknowledge that. But I'm thinking the circumstances in politics now is so toxic that it also forces him to do something like that. Of course, none of this is to empty him of responsibility based on what he said, but it is also indicative of a larger culture that is infecting the highest powers in the country.
Thank you, James. That was James Chai, Head of Commercial and Research at Invoke Solutions. And, you know, he brings up a really good point that this culture of corruption, right, it's so deep within our political landscape. It is also something that we see bleed down into so many layers of society where the average person, we complain about our corrupt politicians, but we're okay with bribing our cops to get out of a traffic fine.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think it's kind of a chicken and egg situation in this, right? Where we blame the politicians for creating this sort of culture, but we are also sort of pushing this culture without doing our own part.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And of course, it might seem like we are a very small factor in this whole thing, but it is something that sort of rises up the chain as well. You know, corporations or organizations that are trying to gain favor with the politicians in return asking for these surat sokongan. And if we don't actively call it out and put a stop to it, both in our personal lives as well as, you know, when we see it happening around us, then it's unlikely that it's going to go up the chain and work on that level either.
Yeah, because what James brought up towards the end is what, you know, it makes me a little bit sad on, you know, when we really think about it, because he talks about how, you know, before, you know, being part of this system, you know, Wan Faizal was actually quite a learned guy. He's a very smart guy. People liked listening to what he had to say and all that. But once he, you know, went through this whole political game, you know, once he started playing the game, and then, you know, although he's a young person and the hope is that young people are the bearers of idealism. And from the video, we see that he's also become, you know, part of the system, part of that wheel that just keeps on spinning, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess the question is, how do we break it, right?
Right. And it's a difficult question because we hear about this all the time. We hear about young idealistic people who dream of making change, who join politics because they want to effect change on a landscape that they perceive to be flawed. And then kind of get sucked into that same cycle because, as James said, you can't survive if you don't play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have easy answers, guys. But if you have thoughts, you know, let us know what your opinion is. You know, tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can drop us a message on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. We do have to wrap up. But if you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/daily digest on the BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on By the Book, Lee Chui Lin and I will be speaking to Indonesian author Intan Paramadita about a choose-your-own-adventure novel that she's written, but for adults. So stay tuned for that after the 3 p.m. news. We'll leave you now with One Bad Actor by Mudhoney, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.